For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we are broadcasting live from the 35th annual Fall Atlanta Home Show and Outdoor Living Expo. And it is fantastic. It's raining outside, so that now is a good time to be inside, strolling the aisles, seeing what's going on. If you're doing something to the inside, outside, exterior landscaping, this is the place to be, because this is where all the new innovative things are happening and products for you to see for your home. They have so many exhibitors here. I think it's over 300 exhibitors that are exhibiting here at the Fall Atlanta Home Show. And I have one with me, one very special one, and a good friend of mine who we're going to talk organization and closet space and garage space and pantry. I have Lisa Carlquist with Artisan Custom Closets and Heather Rogers with Simply Organization, or Simply Organized. And we're gonna help you get organized, because fall, people kind of treat fall as they do spring, I think. They want to get into that organized time of year when space is freedom and they're getting rid of stuff and they want to be organized before winter sets in. And Lisa, your business is absolutely booming and you're knocking it out of the park, and I couldn't be more proud of you.
Thank you, Belinda, and thanks for having me on today. But you're right about spring, but also custom closets used to be kind of exclusive.
Yeah.
But organization is not exclusive. It's for everyone. So as time has gone by, it's become more and more the norm. So we get more and more calls from people who are moving or just need to spruce up around their own house.
Because you really can tailor it to whatever budget the homeowner has.
Absolutely. So you can take one closet and it can be, you know, maybe $1,000, for instance, or you can add all the bells and whistles and that same closet can be $5,000. So it really is custom, but it can fit any budget.
We used to think that a custom closet was only the lifestyle of the rich and famous, but that's not so true anymore.
Right, like you. So,
yes.
Belinda does have a custom closet.
I do.
And a custom garage.
I do, y'all. And they're my favorite two rooms in my house, honestly. I pull in my garage, and let me just give you my spiel on why I think custom garage and closets are so worth what you put into them. The garage, for instance, it's the first room that you see when you come home from work, and it's the last room you see when you leave. So it sets the mood when you come home, and it sets the mood when you leave. And if it's a big clutter bumble, then that's how you're going to leave it. And that's the mood you're going to be in. And it's a place that you put things that you don't know what to do with. And you came in and you saw everything in my garage, and you know, we got rid of some of the things. We didn't keep everything, but you took stock in everything I had, you measured it, and you gave it a home. Even my camping pads, you gave a home.
I remember the camping pads.
My ladder has a home. My outdoor chairs have a home. My hummingbird feeder has a home. I mean, everything has its own home. So the only thing, my car fits perfectly in there. The bikes fit perfectly in there. And it's a gorgeous room in my home. Now, likewise, for my closet, It was a room that I just tolerated because I did builder grade
shelving. Had the wire shelves,
I had
right?
the wire was, shelves, yes. wire hanger, wire everything, and it was just all thrown in there, and you lose a shoe, you lose a shirt, you can't find the pants that go with that. You know, they'll show up one day, and, you know, a shelf pulls out and falls. Well, it just, you know, pile on clothes on top of that. You came in, you actually measured my shoes.
I did. We measure everything and make sure, because it is custom, so different people wear different size shoes equals different size shoe shelves. So we want to make sure we get it right.
So someone walked in my closet and they said it looks like a Ralph Lauren showroom.
Wow. Yay! I mean, it actually takes your closet and turns it into another room in your house. And because it's organized, you take that extra minute to put something away or to make it just right rather than plunking it on the floor, because it's beautiful. Your closet matches your bathroom. It looks like it all came together.
You're exactly right. I don't throw clothes on the floor anymore.
Right.
I have altered my habits. I'm not a slob anymore because of my closet.
That makes me like sort of a psychiatrist.
Yes.
I like changed your, a closet psychiatrist.
You are.
Okay, so, that sounds wrong.
No,
okay.
but it really worked. I think it's the broken window theory.
Maybe.
So you see this, Heather, you help people organize their closets. Who maybe are going to do what Lisa's doing or aren't quite there yet.
Sure. Well, and we organize every space in every room or office. So, yeah, if you want to feel like you've had a therapy session and want to treat every room of your house like you do that beautiful closet of yours, yeah, we find a home for everything. Every space is used properly and accordingly so that you can find what you need when you need it.
You're the purger.
I'm a purger. That is a lot of what we do, yes. But it's not about getting rid of everything. It's just about getting rid of the stuff that is broken or you're never going to use it again.
I picture you being great help to me in my office.
Yes. Probably.
Because I'm choking from the paper dragon.
Paper. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks we're in this paperless world now, and it couldn't be further from the truth. I think we have more paper than we've ever had, and I don't know why.
But when it comes to your office and paper, you think, oh gosh, if I throw that piece of paper away, that's the one the IRS is going to want, or that's
right.
the one I'm going to have to prove and that I paid that bill.
Right, absolutely. So I think what happens is people keep everything. They keep every piece of paper, regardless of whether it has anything to do with their taxes or not. So, yeah, it's a difficult situation in the office, but it can be remedied, and you don't have to keep everything.
And I think that's where you come in,
yes.
having the expertise, because we can't know. That's something about humans. We can't know everything.
Right.
And bringing in an expert
yes.
and these fields, like Lisa bringing in you, doing the expert of the closets and the garage and the pantry and the playroom and the kitchen, bringing in experts in the areas where we need that extra help makes life easier.
Yes, it definitely makes a big difference. And even the mudroom, a lot of homes don't have an existing mudroom, so coming in and building lockers for each of your kids, for you, your husband, or your partner, gives you a place to store everything right as you come in, and that's one of our big sellers as well.
Absolutely.
And you did that for me, and now when no one can find, you know, when people couldn't find their shoes or their backpack, it's in their little cubby, and everybody knows where their things are. And because that's where I put them instead of just not knowing where to put them, and everybody knows where their stuff is. So if you have a question for Lisa or Heather about organization or how to make that space in your closet bigger or what can be done in your closet or garage, and if you want more information about what to keep, what not to keep, how to organize, and how to get space back in your home and have that peace of mind, you can call us at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And Heather, what are some tricks of the trade that can help people get started before they call you?
So I think the number one thing that most people make the mistake of is thinking that they can go out and buy their way into being organized. So what I want to caution you about is don't just go spend thousands of dollars on containers that won't magically get you organized. So the one thing you can do before I get there is pick your most important space that you want to work on. What's bothering you the most? And then we will take the baby steps to get there. It didn't get this way overnight. It's not going to go away overnight. So set reasonable expectations and we can help with any space. Just don't try to take on too much at once.
Okay, how many junk drawers in a house is okay?
Well, I think I have about four. And so as many as you need. And we need to change the name of the junk drawer. Let's call it the important stuff drawer
Don't know exactly what's in it.
It's miscellaneous. It's a miscellaneous stuff drawer. But you need it. You need the chopsticks. And you need the scotch tape. And the scissors.
I think it's a law that you have to have one in your kitchen, right?
I've got one in the kitchen
at least.
Several other rooms. Yes. And if the apocalypse happened, you need to go to my junk drawer because you will find whatever you need.
That's where the goods are.
We're just going to call it the miscellaneous important stuff drawer.
Absolutely. Now, if you come to the home show and you say, I want Heather's book, A Simplified Life. I have a copy here I can give you on hand, A Simplified Life. So come, you walk in the home show, walk in, turn left. I'm in the far back corner. They would not let me broadcast from the beer garden this year. I don't understand, but I'm in the far back left corner.
We're not saying a word.
You can ask for Heather's book, A Simplified Life. And we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. Let's go to the phone lines, lady, and help Janelle. We have a new phone system. Let's see if this works. Janelle, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Janelle?
Thank you. Hello?
Good. How can we help you? Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. How do I manage to be able to keep, like, all of those memories, the little cards, every picture my child has drawn? You put them in a box, but I want a better way of organizing them. And I'm not a scrapbooker at all, but that box ends up being 50 boxes and more miscellaneousness. And so that tends to be a problem for me. What's a good organizing way for that?
So I'll take this one. This is Heather with Simply Organized. So first of all, you need to decide which ones are important instead of keeping all of them. So sometimes it might just be one sheet of paper with one line of red crayon drawn on it and their name's not on it. You don't even know which child did it. So I think you can prioritize which ones you want to keep, the handprints and the footprints and the things that are laminated. And then I've seen all sorts of really neat ways you can hang a few of the really special ones into framed pieces of artwork on the wall.
Can I put you on hold and we finish this explanation?
Yes.
So we can help more people?
Yes.
We're going to put you on hold, Janelle. You're listening to Atlanta Living, broadcasting from the Atlanta Home Show, the 35th annual Atlanta Home Show, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, broadcasting live from the 35th annual Fall Atlanta Home Show and Outdoor Living Expo. And we just met, oh my gosh, we just met Brett Tudor.
Cutie.
He's a sweetie. What a sweetie.
Adorable.
I interviewed him last weekend on the show, and he is adorable.
Adorable.
Yes, he's been around the world like six times. There's nothing that he hasn't done. And he is perfectly suited for that show, TLC's Trading Spaces. So watch it. And we are talking about getting organized with Lisa Carlquist with Artisan Custom Closets and Heather Rogers, Simply Organized. And the first person that comes up and says, hey, I heard you on WSB Radio. I heard and I want to get a copy of Heather's book, Simply Organized, The Simplified Life. And we'll give you a copy of Heather's book. So this is going on today until 6:00. And it's raining outside, so what else do you have to do? And get in here and come see the home show. Because if you're doing a project in or around your home, landscaping, exterior, interior, all the latest projects are here. All the latest products are here. We want to help you out with that, and the experts are here to help you do that. We're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And you told us some tricks of the trade. Lisa,
yes.
What are some tricks of the trade that you can share with us that are you kind of keep to yourself that I'm making you spill the beans?
Well, I don't know how big a secret it is, but when I was out every day designing closets and one was complete, I would have my customers hang all their clothes in backwards. So hang that hanger the opposite way when they loaded their closet back in. And a year from now, any hangers that were still turned backwards, that meant you haven't worn that item in a year, time to get rid of it. So
I'm going to do that
really
to my kids.
Work. Yeah, it works.
Because I can do two loads of laundry, and they're like, I have no clothes.
Exactly.
And I said, you have 25 shirts hanging in the closet that haven't been worn.
Yeah.
But I have nothing. It's just that they don't like it anymore.
Yeah. It's not trendy.
It's
Come
not
on, Mom.
Trendy.
Come on, Mom.
Yeah. So isn't it true that we only wear about 10% of what's in our closet?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
I heard 20%, but that's still a very low number.
Very low number.
Very low.
And I like Neil Bortz's wife, Donna Bortz. She bought wooden hangers, and she only bought a certain number of them. And she said, Neil, if you go out and buy a new shirt, I only have a certain number of hangers. Something's got to go.
Oh.
One in, one out.
One there in, one out.
Yep. That's a good idea.
So I like the way she thinks. So that's a great way to start doing that. So if you have questions that you would like to ask my organization specialists, Lisa and Heather, now's the time to do it. So getting organized is for everyone, and having an organized basement, having an organized garage, pantry, closet is on anybody's budget, and you can do it. So give us a call, 404-872-0750. You're listening to Atlanta Living, broadcasting from the home show. We'll be back right after this.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
Oh, and welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we are broadcasting live from the 35th Annual Fall Atlanta Home Show and Outdoor Living Expo. This is where you get expert advice, get great deals, discover what's possible. We just met Trading Spaces, Brett Tudor. He is the TLC hit show on Trading Spaces live on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here at the home show. He's been giving talks, and oh my gosh, he's easy on the eyes.
He's very
yes,
talented.
He is.
Very talented.
Look at you, and he's very talented.
Very talented.
Heather had to get that in.
Yes.
Keep us in line.
Keep us in line. And so we're taking your calls. We have Lisa Carlquist with Artisan Custom Closets, Heather Rogers with Simply Organized, and we can have you organized and your closets and your garages organized and redone on any budget. Any budget. Listen to me. So all you have to do is get a phone call into us at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We're going to the phone lines and speak with Tim. Tim, let's see, a little cursor. Tim. Tim.
It's not I'm here.
Tim. There we go.
Hello.
There you go, sweetie. You're on WSB. How are you?
I am blessed, but I'm also a pack rat. For 30-plus years, I've been gathering clutter in from my garage, my basement, my closet, even my office at work, which I hide in bookshelves and stuff. So where do I need to begin to declutter my life?
With a hefty garbage bag.
Belinda said that.
Sorry, oops.
I'm going to let Heather take this because she's more the organizing.
All right, Tim, it's Heather with Simply Organized. So baby steps, again, didn't get this way overnight. you need to pick one area to start in, set a timer for an hour, put on some fun music, and just start. The most important thing is just to start. I know we get so overwhelmed that we think, where do I begin? But pick one small area to get started. If that's your office, if that's one cabinet in your office, don't try to do it all in one weekend or all in one day. And you can do this. All you need to do is focus on what do you want or need to keep, and then everything else can be donated or recycled. So your mantra should be, what do I actually need? What do I absolutely love? If the house was on fire, what would I take? And start there.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, like I say, happy wife, happy life. I get this accomplished, it'll be a happy wife. Okay.
Yeah, call me.
Good luck.
Call me, Tim.
Thank you. Right, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for your call. Okay, Lisa, I have to ask you, because you do some amazing work, and I love your before and after pictures on the website. What is the trend now for closets?
So have you ever walked through the produce section in the grocery store, and as you pass the produce, the lights come on, the water, it rains on the produce?
Yeah.
Well, closets, it does not rain in your closet.
I was like, this can't be good.
But the lights do come on. So lighting over the last year has become the biggest thing we do. So we've had to learn a whole new way of laying out closets based on electrical patterns and so on. So that as you walk down the side of your closet, the lights will pop on your shoes, on your hanging clothes, and just light it up for you.
Oh, I love
it's
that.
It's really gorgeous.
Oh my gosh.
We've worked we're in over so many at, dark closets.
Yes.
I love that.
So we're over at booth 916. Go check it out, Heather, because we have a lot of lighting in there. But even if your shoes are behind doors, you can open the doors and booth, the lights are inside. We use LED lights. They last about 30 years. So long enough that you're not going to care once they burn.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do people put, I was thinking that you were going to say like a coffee bar. Do you do coffee bars?
We actually do quite a few coffee bars in closets, yes. So a place to keep the coffee pot, the coffee, a little fridge under the counter for the creamer. Mm. That's fairly common.
I personally don't
have one, but yes, I've seen it a lot. And it is very handy. And if your bedroom master is on the second level, it's actually very practical. So you don't have to go down for coffee in the morning. Everything you need to get ready is right there.
That's amazing.
We just saw
what
a
luxury.
Bar. A wine bar, too. We just saw a wine bar in a master.
A wine bar?
Yep.
A wine bar in the master.
There you
go.
Why
leave the master when you don't have to?
Right. And a lot of vanity areas as well. We sit. We have special inserts for drawers and pullouts for your makeup, and a place to plug your hair dryer in right inside a drawer so that everything stays tucked away and you don't see it.
So my hair dryer and my
curling
iron is not sticking out all day long.
Right. They have a place and they're tucked away and it looks beautiful.
So
very popular. And then you can have glass shelves on the side of your makeup vanity to put your pretty perfume bottles or anything you want to display.
Wow.
Get
so
it off the counter. I love it.
Which room in the house gives the customer the most bang for the buck or the most satisfaction that they are clicking their heels the most about? Is it the garage or the closet, the pantry?
Right. So master closets are our number one seller because if you think about it, you're in there at least twice a day when you get dressed and then when you get undressed. And then garages are our second biggest seller because just like you said, last thing you see when you leave in the morning, first thing you see when you get home.
It can set the tone for your mood for the day.
My husband personally has a ton of tools and they were everywhere. And doing our garage just keeps them all hidden away. Now all I see is a wall of beautiful cabinets. I don't see his stuff.
See, so that changed your mood too.
It did. Honestly, they're not in the floor. They're not laying around. It's just pretty cabinets.
So, you know, as our last caller said, happy wife, happy life. This really affects relationships.
True. It does.
So,
it does.
So if a wife is not happy with how
messy the husband is about how he keeps his closet and you get it organized, well, then, you know, that you've just taken the rough.
It really works both ways, though. Our business is 55% female, 45% male. So the men are calling us. The men want to be organized because if they're going to work in the morning and they have a job where you still have to wear a tie and nice shoes, they want to be able to easily find all that. So a lot of people think it's just the women, but the men, they're on it. They want their closet organized as well.
So what age group are coming to you to get this done?
Funny you should ask, because I was studying this all week, but the average age is about 35 to 65, so it's wide.
Yeah.
So below 30, I guess maybe you're still looking for your first house. Not everybody, but mm-hmm. a lot. And even over 60, we still do some because they're downsizing. Maybe they've lived in a big house their whole life, and now they're going to something smaller. Mm-hmm. So they have a lot of stuff and not as much space. So having organized storage is really important. But for the most part, we're in that 30, 35 to 60 age group.
I think I have a big closet, but the way it was laid out, the space was not utilized well. I was not able to get as much in as you would think. Mm-hmm. And when you came in and just totally revamped it, and I mean, it looks three times as big.
I mean, there was a time when wire was king. Like when they came out, it was my parents' house had that wooden shelf and rod that had the big bend going. And then they came out with wire later on. Everyone thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And now we throw away a truckload a day. So everybody's going with the more customizable and adjustable closet. It gives you a lot more flexibility, a lot more storage. In most cases, we can double the hanging space that you have in your closet. So it makes sense all the way around. And I've been personally looking for a new home, and I see online the photos of closets, and I'm like, we got to do some work in here. So if you're thinking about selling your house, yes, people are looking at your closets, and it is important to show that they have adequate storage space.
Yeah, I mean, it's for the resale value. Imagine having a custom garage or a custom closet that sets your house above every other house on the block, and so your house is the one that's going to sell.
Absolutely.
It's true.
When I sold my last house, I saw the buyer yesterday. We sold it 2 years ago, and he said the garage was key for him because he has a Harley that's his baby, and he has a Mustang, and he like showcases them. So having it had the garage flooring, it had the garage cabinets, and he made it his little man cave.
Yeah. And that truly is a man cave.
Okay, his big man cave. It's not a little man cave.
Big man cave.
Yes.
Okay, so we are approaching a time when people are starting to get, you know, I don't want to say we're getting close to the end of the year, but we're slowly creeping up.
We are.
Heather, on the end of the year.
Yeah.
So what should people be starting to hold on to or paper-wise really starting to organize?
So holiday season is everyone's busiest time of year. It's everybody's frantic and chaotic and everything else. So I would say anything that you can do that's going to help you save time before November through February gets here. So if you can go ahead and get your holiday cards done and do some shopping and wrapping now, that's
seriously
really helpful. I know it sounds crazy, but when you get to December, it's so stressful because you have all these parties and events to go to and cooking and cleaning and guest coming in town, so you're worried about all of that, or traveling, maybe you're going out of town, so people get extra stressed. And then I would say, as far as paperwork goes and what you should be looking at, always keep an accordion file every year that's just for tax stuff. And anytime you get anything, if you donate something to charity or you get something on your house for taxes, you just put it in that accordion file so it's easy to find in March. I don't want to say April. I want you to start worrying about taxes way before April.
Okay, so just put it in the accordion file.
Put it all in one place so you can find it when you need it. So you're not searching everywhere high and low and calling everybody trying to get those receipts. And
Okay, well, we have a few minutes left. If somebody has a question, they can jump on the line, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. So what is the number one thing you've seen at the home show that's blown you away?
Oh, my gosh. I'm really into the outdoor kitchens and the fire pits and the all of that, the fountains.
Me too.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that. That would be amazing.
I'm going to go with those massage chairs I saw somewhere in the middle. I'm going to go test that out.
The massage chairs look amazing.
And we're going to be waking Lisa up in an hour going, Lisa, wake up.
First you go to the beer garden, and then you go to the massage chair.
Yeah.
Are those spas open?
And then the hot tub.
The hot tubs? Are those open for use, or is that just for display?
Do you know how much money I would give you if you got in it and started swimming?
Don't test me.
There are a couple girls swimming in one of them. I think they would welcome you, Lisa.
They would welcome you. I can find a bathing suit downstairs in the Galleria somewhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. You've been listening to the 35th Annual Fall Atlanta Home Show. This is such a great place for you to get information on the latest, greatest products. And the experts to install it and do it in your home. And Silver Oak Remodeling is here. Artisan Custom Closets is here. Where's your booth again?
Booth number 916.
916.
Yes, ma'am.
Make a beeline.
Yes.
And it is a great place for you to come and just peruse and get these names of these companies, so when the time comes for you to do these projects, you know who to call. And we're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
I'm here with Allison Fillmore. She's the executive director of the Tour Championship that's taking place at Eastlake Golf Club September the 19th through the 23rd. Now, Allison, this tournament offers pretty unique opportunities for families. Is it true that if you're under 18, you're going to get in free?
Absolutely. If guests come in with one ticketed adult, four kids under the age of 18 can get in for free.
I want to hear more about the family-friendly amenities that fans are going to see this year.
Absolutely. We actually have our youth autograph zone that is partnered with Yamaha to create. So the fans will have the opportunity to get the youths will have the opportunity to get the players' autographs, so that's really exciting. We also have the Troutman Sanders GSGA putting experience brought to you by the PGA Tour Superstore that will be going on Wednesday through Sunday. There's an opportunity for kids to come out and putt on the putting greens there at Eastlake through the Troutman Sanders GSGA putting experience brought to you by PGA Tour Superstore. So we're really excited about that. They get the opportunity to be in the same location as some of the players are, so we're really excited.
That is so cool. Tell us how listeners can get tickets.
They can go to tourchampionship.com to purchase their tickets today.
Thanks, Allison. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.